Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This was a day that we commemorate. It's not necessary that we do it all. It's an optional memorial. But it's a memorial for the first martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. And I want to read some, just a couple lines here, something for you. In this year 64, a great fire consumed most of Rome. Suspected of starting the fire, the Emperor Nero fixed the blame on the Christians. One by one, they were rounded up, tortured, and murdered in Nero's private gardens. Calling to mind the suffering of these martyrs, Pope Clement exhorted his flock, "We are placed," and this is a quote, "we are placed in the same arena, and the same contest lies before us. Hence we ought to put aside vain and useless concerns. Let us fix our gaze on the blood of Christ, realizing how precious it is to his Father, since it was shed for our salvation and brought the grace of repentance to all." Brothers and sisters, when you think of it, the people in the early church had a very, very hard time because leaders of the countries didn't want to include it. They felt like they were being attacked, and they went after. Many Christians died then, as these all died. But brothers and sisters, the blood of the saints is a martyrdom. And it leads them home safely to God. The entrance antiphon tells us the souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven. The saints who followed the footsteps of Christ, and since for love of him they shed their blood, they now exult with Christ forever. Oh, brothers and sisters, do you ever think about we're going to meet them one day? And look what they suffered for us. Brothers and sisters, they didn't turn around, they didn't run away, they died. So let us fix our gaze on the blood of Christ, realizing how precious it is to the Father, since it was shed for our salvation and brought the grace of repentance to all the world. Brothers and sisters, please, please, brothers and sisters, think of all the people who have done so much for you. And you say, oh, I'm sorry they died. People who've gone before us, pray for them. Pray that, especially pray for those who have done so much good on this earth. Pray for them that they might see the Lord, that they might come to him. God loves us. And these are not just events out of millions of years ago. There is true today. We just hand it a little differently. We destroy people's reputations, etc., etc. Please be very careful how you talk about another. See if you can, well, at least cause, as I've mentioned before, so that any conversation with other people that's gossip, please, please work to reduce that. Work to get it out of your conversation. Please. You don't know the true story. Might be some of you just don't like, but you have no idea what that other person is going through or doing. Please, let God judge us the way God wants to judge us. And now we take a look at the prophet Amos, chapter 7, verses 10 to 17. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. For this is what Amos says, Jeroboam shall die with the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from its land. To Amos, Amaziah said, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people, Israel.' Now, hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Prophesy not against Israel, preach not against the house of Isaac.' Now thus says the Lord, 'Your wife shall be made a harlot in the city, and your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by measuring line, and you yourself shall die in an unclean land. Israel shall be exiled far from its land.'" That's quite a strong statement. And it continues, in a sense, through the Psalm 19. "The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just." That's who we want to be with, is to be with the Lord. And where there's something going wrong, and it is wrong, that we do things to help to overcome that. But we don't tear down the people quite the way we might in our anger or our fear. Don't do that. Just say, "This is a very misled person. This is an evil person." You can say that. But you don't go around gossiping about it. And ask God to help you. "Because the judgments of the Lord are true, all of them are just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb." Brothers and sisters, I've said this to you before, but I'll say it again. When I pick up the Bible, I kiss it. It's God's word to us. It's God's goodness. Let us hold the Bible in reverence. Put it in a place, as I've mentioned to you before, put it in a place where anybody in the family can reach it, but it's set apart from all the junk we might have in our house so that it's got a good place. People can pick it up and read, because God wants us to conform to his word, because that's what leads us into heaven. And I don't care if you're 19 or you're 89, just pick it up and start reading. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child. Your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "That man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." Next sentence, "He rose and went home." When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Well, the authority was really from God, but God works through men. Many times, if you've got a long and loving relationship with God, sometimes he encourages us to do something or another. But open your heart. open your heart, because you just don't want to be somebody who is just, he doesn't care about God, he's just doing whatever he wants to do. God is your Savior. When we stand before the judgment seat of God, and he tells you where you're going, and me too, all of us, may you look at him with eyes of tender love. I don't care how old you are or how much of a child you are, look at him with love, because he will pour his love out upon you. May God bless us all. May God bless us all. Blessed Celia Merloni wrote this, and I can only read a part of it, but I want to share it with you. Surrender to Jesus like a child on its mother's breast, and don't be afraid. You belong totally to Jesus, and no one will tear you from his arms, as long as you are trusting and good. I assure that I am often close to you in spirit, and that I never forget you in prayer. I enclose you in the most gentle heart of Jesus, consoler of afflicted and suffering souls. Be consoled, child, because trials are a sure pledge of God's love. And when God is with us, who will be against us? If you act rightly and confide in the heart of Jesus, you will see miracles if necessary. If despite all your precaution you fall even 100 times a day, don't be discouraged. Put your body and soul into the hands of that powerful heavenly doctor who is the heart of Jesus. He whose power and goodness instantly calmed the demoniacs will know how to calm your nerves, because there is no better medicine than prayer. When you must engage in some battle to conquer yourself, first turn your thoughts to your weakness. Then, turning your thoughts to divine power, wisdom, and goodness, decide to fight and work confiding in those. Armed with these and with prayer, fight and work generously. Don't stop repeating this brief prayer in your mind and heart. Blood and wounds of my Jesus, be my strength, my support, my weapons in spiritual, moral, physical, and temporal combat. Be my victory, my merit, my virtue. Brothers and sisters, that came from Blessed Cecilia Merloni. She died in 1930, but she wrote this beautiful prayer. Blood and wounds of my Jesus, be my strength, my support, my weapons in spiritual, moral, physical, and temporal combat. Be my victory, my merit, my virtue. Also say, O my mother, you take care of transforming me totally as the heart of Jesus desires. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.